This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's the 23rd of June, 2010, and today I'm honored to be joined on the line by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a man whose biography is much too lengthy to do any service here, but suffice it to say that he was an assistant secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration and the co-founder of Reaganomics, as well as a former editor of the Wall Street Journal and author of numerous books, including most recently How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds from AK Press. Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
You're welcome.
Well, I wanted to have you on the program today to discuss a topic I think of absolute paramount importance, and that is the possibility of a strike on Iran led by either America or the Israeli Defense Force. And this is something that I think, as I'm sure you know, was recently discussed at the Bilderberg Conference in Sitges, Spain, where apparently, according to inside information, a number of attendees green-lighted a strike on Iran, and almost like someone flipping a switch, we've seen a number of events shaping up to turn the heat up in that theater, including the new UN sanctions against Iran and a new Israeli satellite that's just been launched ostensibly to keep an eye on Iran, and a flotilla of U.S. naval ships and at least one Israeli ship that just passed through the Suez Canal heading to the Red Sea. Lots of very serious developments taking place in the last few weeks on this front, and I'm wondering from your perspective and your analysis whether you think this is just another wave of war rhetoric that will grow and subside like we've seen numerous times over the past several years, or do you think there is actually the possibility of an impending strike on Iran?
Well, I don't know how impending the strike is, but I think the evidence is overwhelming that the United States is trying to create a situation in which it can get away with a strike on Iran. That's why we have the continual demonization of Iran, which is now multi-years old. We have all kinds of claims made about nuclear weapons programs, all of which have been refuted by the International Atomic Energy Agency's weapons inspectors on the ground in Iran. The refutations of the charges do not come merely from the Iranian government, but from the International Atomic Energy Agency. So there's no evidence of any weapon program. There is the assertion by the United States government that Iran has one. It's the same kind of baseless, groundless, fabricated assertion that they made about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. And what we have today in the modern world is the ability of blatant propaganda, obvious lies, to take all precedence over facts. Just as the weapons inspectors in Iraq said over and over, there's no weapons of mass destruction here. It didn't matter what the facts were because the United States government was able to continually repeat a lie, and the media simply accepted the lie, never exposed it, and created as a fact that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And we had high officials of the government going on about mushroom clouds and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what they've been repeating with Iran. So the UN sanctions are supposed to be a cover. Now, of course, the sanctions that were granted by the UN are not the dire sanctions that the United States wanted. And so what the United States has now done is to add its own unilateral sanctions on top of the UN sanctions. And this met with a protest recently from Russia, who said, well, we went along with this because we thought that this was still left room for negotiation, and now here you come and put unilateral sanctions on top. So it's clear that the United States is trying to create a situation that will justify whatever lies the government tells in order to attack Iran. So we have here the kind of propaganda that we've not seen since the Nazi era. In fact, it may be even worse. Hitler may have been more truthful than the United States government. So clearly, a war is in the works, if we can pull it off. Now, of course, Russia and China aren't going along with it. And so we will continue to try to find some way to box them in or bribe them or threaten them or in some way get enough acquiescence that this strike on Iran is possible. Now, the flotilla is probably another form of provocation, hoping that something happens, that the Iranians do something or that there's some accidental encounter that they can use as a justification for war. So yes, there is a very large threat, and it is the aim of the United States to start such a war.
Well, I fear that you're correct, but I, for the life of me, I cannot understand what the purpose behind this would be at this time, not only with the collapsing economy that would make such a strike economic suicide, but the fact that Iran has such a capability to strike back much, much more so than Iraq ever did. And I can't see how any plan would not take that into account. So what is the real strategy here, and what is the purpose of this rhetoric?
Well, it has multiple purposes. We have the neoconservative ideology that is implanted in the United States government, and this is an ideology of world hegemony, that is, to dominate the world. Now, Iran is the last remaining independent country in the Middle East. We could say, well, maybe Syria, but they're sort of boxed in. The rest of them are either occupied by the United States or are under the control of American puppet governments, like Egypt, for example, which is just another puppet state of the United States. And so this is part of extending the hegemony, clearing out the Middle East of any independent governments that represent their own people as opposed to American interests. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is Israel. Israel wants to be able to completely dominate the Middle East. It wants to finish the expelling Palestinians from the West Bank. It wants to grab southern Lebanon because of the water resources. And yet what stands in its way is Hezbollah. And the Israelis know that Hezbollah is supported by Iran. And so if we can get rid of Iran, then Israel doesn't have to be worried about being defeated a third time when it invades southern Lebanon. And without Iran, there's no support whatsoever for Hamas. And so they can finish starving the Palestinians in Gaza and finish expelling the Palestinians from the rest of the West Bank. So that is another part of it. So we have those are two big parts. And then the third part is just the American military security complex. It needs wars for its profits. And the United States government is all in favor of these wars and profits because money gets recycled back in political contributions. So for the United States government, war is a way of recycling taxpayers' money through the military security complex back into political campaigns. And of course, the fourth part is the prostitute U.S. media. This media serves as a propaganda ministry for all of these deceptions. There's no honest reporting in any of the American print or TV media. And so you have there the four pieces of the picture. And this, of course, serves the media because it's entertainment for Americans. Oh, we're kicking somebody else's butt. You know, we're the great macho power. We're on the march here and there and so on. So it's a form of entertainment, helps their advertising revenues, keeps them in the government's good stead, so all the broadcast licenses are renewed. And there you have the picture. That is why it's happening. It is not happening because Iran represents any kind of a threat.
Well, I fear that that's right, and I fear that it will also be used as not only a distraction against the ongoing collapse of the economy, but also a way of pinning the blame for the collapse of the economy on the military action, when we know the roots of the current economic crisis are much, much deeper. So we have that to worry about as well. Well, in the final minute we have remaining, can you just tell people where they can go to get a copy of your book?
The book on the economy is available from Amazon.com, or it's available from Counterpunch.org.
Dr. Roberts, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you again for joining me today.
Yes, thank you.